Hello, Steve.
Hi, Steve. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was following up. You probably got the notification, but the payment that was to process on September 18th, it came back from the bank saying that the account was closed. We had a checking account ending in 9005, and I think maybe you opened a different one or something.
Okay. Is this an advertising firm?
Yes. What we do is the Google and the Bing and the directories, your entire online presence for Advanced Ironworks and Power Coating.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have an account number there?
So the username for your account is the beginning of your email, which is Bergtrail.
Okay.
I can send you the login with the username and the password for your dashboard if you like. You also have a website with us, which is customironparis.com.
Okay. So I think we're with another company now, so I'm not sure. I'm going to ask them, is that something that adds to our existing website? We got Advanced Ironworks at gmail.com.
Oh, that's an email address. But the website is the one that we built for you, customironparis.com. Now, if you're working with another company, you're probably throwing that money down the toilet, because I'm looking at your Google listing, and that's the one that we created for you and we've optimized. So if you hire another company, they can't create a new Google page for you because that would be a duplicate and it would hurt your ranking. So they needed to call us and ask to be added as a manager to the Google listing so that they could work on it. But no, there's no notes that another company ever even tried to reach us. So what I'm saying is, I don't know what you're paying them, but that money is probably going down the toilet because I don't see that they've done anything on your page. Now,
yeah, we were with a search by city. We thought we got our domain transferred over to the new account.
I don't show that. And as a matter of fact, in the terms and conditions and the voice verification recording, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 18th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $159 past due balance from September 18th that did process, but now, like I said, it came back from the bank because that account closed. So the good news is you're catching it on time, because come October 18th, that will reoccur to 318, and that will continue to do so until this settles.
I think we're going to just cancel. Then I'm already committed on this other one, and if you're saying this confuses that website, I'm going to cancel you guys.
What website do they have for you, though? Do you know?
It's Advanced Ironworks. I'm trying to think. My son is handling all that. If that's confusing it, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and cancel. How do we do that?
So I would just have to collect the past due balance, and then I can cancel the account right after. But I will tell you this, because I'm on your dashboard. Canceling your account will dramatically affect your business, because in the time that you've been with us, you're a loyalty client of ours. You've been with us for 12 years. So your company has been found on the first page of Google 25,722 times, and you've had 1,513 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So once this cancels, all of that is going to unravel and the site that we built will come down. I don't know what site the other company built for you because it's nowhere to be found. Meaning if you Google your company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can we change our because I this website address seems unfamiliar to me, and that's strange. Iron, what did you call it? Iron.
The web address is, yeah. Let me go back, customironparis.com. And that's the one that if you Google your business, yeah, if you look up your business, it'll show Advanced Ironworks and Power Coating Paris, and then it shows that website. It shows the Google listing that has that website attached. Let me look on the Yelp listing. Yep, I looked on the Yelp listing. That page has this attached. So everything that's being promoted for you online is attached to this website. Now, I see an advancedironworks.net. Is that you? It has a phone number on it of 951-674-3492. Is that your son's number or something?
Yeah, that's the new website, yeah.
Okay. So what we could do if you like, because a website in and of itself will never bring you a business unless it gets exposure. So if you like, what we could do is get the payment up to speed and then attach your new website to all of the listings so that now that new site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Because if not, it becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. Nobody can hire you from it if they can't find it, right? And that's
okay.
Something that will fix for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would almost mean that I wouldn't need this other company. I don't understand why I have two.
Unless they're just doing the site for you, then you might need them. But if they're doing or telling you that they're doing Google or the directories or any of the online placement, then they're probably not being honest with you because your company, when you look it up online, everything that's ranking is what we've created for you.
Okay. Well, then we've been, like you said, kind of, seem like it's not working on the other end because I know my son had complained a little bit about it, and I'm actually willing to re-up our account there, and
okay.
See if we can get things back to normal because we seem to. Of stop getting phone calls, not as many, for sure.
Yes. Yeah, that's because when an account goes into this status, everything stays active, but there isn't any active programming taking place because the payments pass due. So once we get this mm-hmm. up to speed, we'll have the technicians catch up on all the updates, and then you'll get much better results again. Now, since that check payment came back as no good, they're going to want me to do it this time with like a debit or a credit card. Do you have one available that you could use for the $159?
Yeah, it's still our bank account. I'm driving right now. I have to pull over. Let me see if I can pull over real quick.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. I always get nervous when someone tells me they're driving, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm in a busy intersection right now, hoping to get a spot.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time. I definitely don't mind waiting.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping that all this works out because, you know, you kind of feel like It's just, you don't want to put money in a bad place.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been with the company for 13 years, almost as long as you've been with us. And there's a lot of scam companies out there that will call you and they'll promise you the moon and the stars, but when it comes down to them delivering, they can't deliver results, you know? And I don't know who that other company is or how much you paid them, but it seems like you might have got entangled with one of them. Because, you know, some people think, oh, if I work with two or three companies, I'll get double or triple the results. But like I told you before, it actually hurts you because only one company can manage the Google page at a time. So if you hire a second and a third, then those companies, you're throwing the money down the toilet unless they contact us and they say that they want access to the page, which in your case, they haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's see here, get over. So you're able to email me some info there too as well?
Yes, I just emailed you the login for your dashboard, and what I'd like you to do, if you can, since your son is involved, is maybe also forward it to him so he can go on the dashboard too, and you can go in and you can see how many people clicked on your site, how many people clicked to call you, which keywords they used to do so. And then also, if you'd like us to take our site off of the Google page and start promoting the new one, we can do that too. But I assume you want to talk to him first and make sure that that's what he wants to do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
Mm-hmm. You're pulled over just now. Go with. So my business. Okay, so. It's a Visa, from PNC Bank. All right. It's 4436-0331.
Okay.
1249.
Okay.
8131.
Okay. And expiration?
7 of 27.
Okay, and the code?
702.
And then, question, is it still the Brown Street for the billing address, or would it be a new address out of Lake Elsinore? Because I see that that's what he put on the new site.
Yeah, Lake Elsinore.
Okay, so what's the billing address now?
It is 518... North
mm-hmm.
Riley, R-I-L-E-Y Street, mm-hmm. Lake Elsinore, mm-hmm. 92530.
92530. Okay. So let me get your authorization. And one other thing I'm going to do to help you out is I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days because I don't want you to have another payment coming up on the 18th because today's the 8th, and that's two payments too close together. So right now I just got the green light on this one, so that's good, and I'll push the next one out to November 8th. So you're paid in full until November 8th, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, and then please, one thing I noticed about your account is that on your Google page, there is a couple of not so favorable reviews. They're not horrible, but it's just that you're showing at a 3-star rating. I want to help you get that up to a 5-star rating. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. So if you have any questions on it or if your son has any questions on it, just feel free to give us a call, okay?
Okay, good. Thank you. Yeah, we want to clear that up right away.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what that'll do. It'll be hyperlinked to your Google page, And it's so simple. You can just copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. And it'll say, thank you for using Advanced Ironworks. If you're happy with our service, click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the box, it will automatically take them to your Google page. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people filling that out to help you achieve that 5-star ranking on Google.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
And then how far away is Paris from Lake Elsinore, if you had to guess?
I would say 20 miles.
20 miles, okay. Because the reason I ask is you're getting excellent placement with the listing that we have that's set up for Paris because, you know, you've been with us for so many years, so it's under your old address. But if it's 20 miles away, we could also update that Google listing to show at, you know, using the new address if you like. But if you still take clients on from Paris and, you know, some of those surrounding areas, you might want to keep it, you know, the way it is now because the address is hidden on the profile anyway. Meaning you show up in that area on the first page, but it doesn't say that you're in Paris or it doesn't say that you're in Lake Elsinore. The address is actually hidden.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Whatever's best, I want, if they need the address, if they click on something, is it going to show the Paris address?
No, it's just that that's the address that we used to verify your listing so many years ago when you came on board with us. So back then, the Brown Street was the current address. But the reason I say if you're still in that area and you take on clients from there, just leave it because it's working very well. But if you want to get more clients closer to your backyard in Lake Elsinore, then I can absolutely have them update it to the new address. No problem.
Lost you there. I lost you. Sorry.
Oh, no problem, Steve. I was telling you that if you wanted to get... Oh, you are? Okay. I'll let you go then, and my number is on the bottom of those emails, so call me later if you have any questions, okay?
Oh, okay. Great.
Okay. Have a great day.
You.
Thank you. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.